The Lord be with you. Good morning and welcome to Grace Lutheran Church. Today is the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, and we are happy that you are here with us this morning. Our order of service today is found on page 167 in your hymnal, Divine Service Setting Number 2. You can follow along with this side tab in your bulletin. Here you'll find the hymn numbers and page numbers for this service. And on the inside portion of this bulletin, you'll find the readings and the intro at Psalm as well. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, am I doing you no wrong? Did you not agree for me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
I invite you to turn to page 324 in the front part of your hymnal as we look at the third petition of the Lord's Prayer this morning. Page 324. What is the third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done, even without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. And when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. There are four words that I heard growing up that annoyed me, and I'm sure that they annoyed you. Your parents use them, you use them with your kids and your grandkids. And that is simply, life is not fair. Growing up with an older brother and an older sister, getting to see all that they used to be able to do, I would clamor to do what they were doing, and my father and mother would look at me and say, "Young man, life is not fair." My sister would come home from college and see that all of a sudden her little brother had a television in his room, something she was not allowed to have. She was furious, and they looked at her and said, "Young lady, life is not fair." Life is not fair. You've seen that, and I have seen that in our own lives, but we live in a day and an age and a society today that is clamoring for fairness on every little aspect of life. Whether it's wages, whether it's politics, whether it's how I want to live my life, everybody is asking for some sort of fairness. And when we don't get it, what ends up happening? It used to be that people would just be upset and maybe vent a little bit. Now we see people rioting, people causing great violence, people smearing each other's names across the television and the internet. But the reality is that life is not fair. If life were truly fair, then we wouldn't have to do a baby bottle campaign for a local pregnancy center because no one would have the desire to kill their unborn child. If life was truly fair, all of us would be visiting the elderly folks in the nursing home and the hospital who are having difficulties with their health. We would take time out of our busy schedule to make sure that they were taken care of. And if life was truly fair, we wouldn't have states and governments and leaders who are passing euthanasia laws and assisted suicide laws. If life was truly fair, our politicians would put down their phones and start working for us on our behalf. And we as people would not identify ourselves as an R or a D or something else like that. If life was truly fair, we would be giving of ourselves to the poor, to the needy, at every little whipstitch in life, where we would see it, without asking whether they truly need it or are truly deserving. If life was truly fair, I would not be standing here before you today, because God would have already condemned me to hell and killed me, because the wages of my sin is death. And it is the same with you and with me. Life is not fair when it comes to the way that our Lord works. And when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," those simple little statements that we say in the Lord's Prayer in that petition should show to us a great war that is taking place in our lives. Luther brings out this idea that how is God's will done? God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil and the world. Sure, we get those things. The devil is always against us, prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking who he can to devour. The world seems to be going off the cliff all the time with all of the craziness that's happening in this life. But then did you notice in that explanation here as well that he says that God breaks and hinders every evil plan of our sinful nature? Me. You. We would rather pray, "My will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. You let my will be done, I'll still believe in you. You get me out of this little corner that I'm painted into, God, and I will love and praise and maybe serve you just a little bit more." But Luther shows us today, just as we see, life is not fair. We are constantly at war with God, with one another, and yes, even with ourselves. The parable today that we had today shows us how unfair the kingdom of God is. This parable is a nightmare for the labor unions and for any kind of employer. No business person would run a business this way, paying somebody the same wage that they worked 12 hours with the same wage of somebody who worked 1 hour. But Jesus says today, this is how the kingdom of God works. It's not fair. We look at it and say, this is terrible economics. The master of this house is going to go broke. He's going to lose everything that he has. And Jesus says, I know. This is the way my kingdom operates. This is the way that I deal with you. The wages of sin is death, dear friends. And we've seen that once again this past week as we've yet lost another one of our dear sisters in Christ in our midst. And a lot of us, including myself, are all headed in that same direction. The wages of sin is death. God will give us what we deserve if we are left in our sins. But that's not how the kingdom of God operates. Life is completely unfair in the sight of God, because He does not give you or me what we deserve in our sins. He forgives over and over again. He forgives day in and day out. He takes you back to the waters of holy baptism where He drowned your old sinful nature and all of the things that you have done against Him and against one another, and says you are now restored, renewed, and clean. All of the riches of heaven have been poured out for you this day by the kingdom of God, coming down from heaven to earth to proclaim that when one sinner repents of their sins, all of the angels in heaven rejoice. They're rejoicing over you today. Even in our smaller numbers, as we gather with all of the angels and archangels and all of the company of heaven, even those who we recently have lost, they now see clearly, we see dimly what the kingdom of God is all about at this place. Thanks be to God that life is unfair. Thanks be to God that our Father does not work with us in a fair sort of way, but that He gives up His only begotten Son, who was perfect, holy, and blameless, to take on all of your sins, all of your shame, all of your guilt, and all of your death, and He puts it to death on the cross. And He buries it in His tomb, and He steps out of that tomb on your behalf and says, "My kingdom has now come for you." Life is not fair because God has given up everything for you and me to live. No matter what you've done or left undone, no matter how far you have strayed, no matter how sharply you've been divided from your family, your friends, or your neighbors, He unites us in a living hope and a true faith as His kingdom comes by His word this day. And He deals with us so unfairly this day as He welcomes you to this table. As He says to you and to me, "Give me all of your burdens, all of your shame, all of your guilt, everything, and I will take them away from you and feast on me, so that my body and my blood may strengthen and forgive you of all sins, that you may continue to go out and know that the kingdom of God is at hand." Here in your midst, here at this place, here, yes, even in this world, as the world seemingly is going off the rails. And so we pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But when you pray that prayer, beware. God will have His way with you. He has had His way with me, and He will take you and lead you at times where you may not want to go. But in the midst of all of it, He will take you and lead you with His kingdom coming to you, as we prayed last week. And focused on last week, a kingdom of grace, a kingdom of hope, a kingdom of life in a world full of death, all because His will has been done. His Son has been given up for you, and you and I now live. The world may look at this and say, "This is rubbish." The world may look at this and say, "This is totally insane. It absolutely makes no sense." But we know that when His will is done, the Lord uses the foolish things of the world to overcome that which is wise, and He uses the weak things of the world to overcome that which is strong. His will shall be done, and it is done, and it is completely unfair. You get everything in the kingdom of God today. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen. We continue with hymn 766, verse 4.